broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman and Kirk Crosby live on your radio. This is the broadcast for March 11th in the year of our Lord, 2015. This is hour two of two. Our goal always to protect life, liberty, and property, to promote God, family, and country in the traditions of our founders. We use the supreme law of the land, the Constitution for the United States of America, as our blueprint, our guide. We don't believe in revolution. No need. We can get involved in the Great Restoration. We can do so by applying the checks and balances put in place by our founders, inspired by the Almighty. So a restitution or a restoration is the answer, not a revolution. Are you aboard? Welcome to the broadcast. Kirk Crosby's with me. Hello, sir.
Buenos dias. Greetings and salutations. Howdy, howdy, howdy. Thank you, Sam.
Hillary sure got the presses a-rolling, Kurt.
Well, that's right. The headline reads, Hillary Clinton's long history of targeting women. It's so amazing, how many times she basically gets the... I guess you could say the pass, simply because, quote, she is a woman. And at least that's what I've been told. When you look at so many of these, what do they used to call them, Sam? Bimbo eruptions, I think is what her term was.
Yes, sir.
Women who were, mistreated by her husband. And I use the word husband, kind of loosely, but anyway.
And you're also being a little too nice when you say mistreated. Sexually assaulted might be the real term.
Well, and yet, it's amazing how you just don't hear of any of the, standard women's groups that are really upset about it. For example, you've got... the whole Lewinsky thing. You've got Jennifer Flowers, lady who alleged in a 2000 lawsuit that Clinton created and ran what she calls a war room during the 92 campaign to smear, defame, and harm adversaries such as herself. Prior to that election, Clinton, we're talking about Hillary, by the way, worked to get sworn statements from all the women Bill was rumored to have slept with, who said the rumors were false. She interviewed some of the women herself, according to Mr. Carl Bernstein's, I guess he's got a book called A Woman in Charge. That's probably not the book Hillary wants you to read. Kathleen Willey, who claimed Bill Clinton sexually harassed her during his first term as president, said Hillary Clinton made it a point to launch a terror campaign. We're talking about terrorism so many times and don't really bring up Hillary too much. Against her, by the way, and all other women. Here's what she said. She said she is the war on women, as far as I'm concerned, because with every woman that she's found out about, and she made it a point to find out who every woman that had been crossed Mr. Bill Clinton's path over the years, she's orchestrated a terror campaign against every one of these women, including me. Juanita Broderick. You remember her, Sam. Clinton threatened her in person 2 weeks after she claimed that Bill Clinton had raped her. Anyway, the bottom line is it goes on and on, but Hillary's not what I'd call a friend to women.
Well, that's for sure, Kurt. But again, I find this fascinating. If you want your wife to be a stay-at-home mom, and if she's absolutely willing, and that's the choice that she wants to make to be a stay-at-home mom, and you should have several children with that woman, and you're married to that woman, and you're faithful to that woman, and you believe in traditional, male-female roles, etc., then they want to basically say how evil you are to women. I mean, first off, she should be sexually free, and you're tying her down. Secondly, you're making her barefoot and pregnant and in the kitchen all downtrodden as a submissive wife. And they basically talk about how evil that is. However, if you're Hillary, you can call all women that sleep with your husband bimbo eruptions. You can then run around and try to stamp out with the war room kind of mentality anybody who dissents from the cover-up. But then she runs around and promotes abortion and birth control everywhere. Then in our society, 50 Shades of Grey, which is nothing but a smut story about absolute psychotic abuse of women. And that's all trumpeted as just basically hero solutions or hero answers. If you believe in 50 Shades of Grey, then you're a hero. In fact, women are liberated with this kind of a viewpoint. Women are dragging their boyfriends and their husbands and their sex partners to this stuff. And it's just hailed as the best thing since sliced bread, Kurt. Everything is topsy-turvy, and women are under assault under Hillary, and she's at the pivot point of this. But you bring up any of these things, and then she just simply smiles and looks at you and goes, don't you want a woman to be president, Kurt? Isn't it about time, buddy? And then the rally begins, and then you're basically sidelined as Hillary takes center stage. I see it over and over and over again. As tragic as it is, it seems to be the case. Well, then you just make the mistake of bringing up global warming, huh, Kurt? Dateline Cape Cod.
Well, great point, Sam. Now you know how, you know, hot it's been and that kind of thing with the whole global warming.
Yeah, what do they say? 3/4 of the United States all involved in a hardcore winter. You know what the deal is?
Yeah, well, you know, never mind those facts. I mean, you know, it's your fault because, or some cow's fault because the planet's changing and, you got to vacate the planet. But anyway, I guess they've got some icebergs that have been beached. Some of them are, as tall as 5 foot. And this is, they say, a record-breaking winter there in Massachusetts. They say, at least I don't remember ever hearing about this in my lifetime. Basically, big old chunks of ice coming up on shore, these towering ice chunks, they say probably once in a generation of weather event caused by, they say, the extraordinary amount of ice that's accumulated in the Massachusetts Bay. This is according to the meteorologist for WBZ-TV in Boston. But the arrival of warmer weather means the hulking ice formations won't be imposing for long, they say. But anyway, I just thought it was an interesting story.
Little bitty chunks of ice in global warming. They're 5 foot tall, folks.
Yeah.
You know, just saying. Don't worry, though. They're going to shrink as the warming warms up.
Yeah, that's right. It'll melt those suckers.
Well, there you have it. I mean, it's just every story we talk about is just crazy. Mm-hmm. Who's Dick Harmon, Kurt?
Well, he's a writer for the Deseret News. And I thought this was interesting. This Collinsworth kid from BYU.
Chris Collins?
Or
Collinsworth, I guess.
There's Chris Collinsworth, and then there's Kyle Collinsworth. And so what you've got, Chris is the older brother. And now a lot of people in the sports world have heard of the younger brother, Kyle Collinsworth, because he's basically just recently, a couple of days ago, he broke Shaquille O'Neal's pretty long-held record for what's called triple-doubles.
All right, so I was confused now, until you talked about the Shaq. Now I know you're talking about basketball, right?
Yeah,
now,
yeah.
Now, Shaq was in the NBA. Yeah. These guys are in college, though, right?
Yeah, but when Shaq was in college, he broke what is called the triple-double record, or he held it, you know, and which that means, I don't know what he did for sure, but that typically means they've got points, assists, steals maybe, or blocks, or whatever it is, something where they've done at least 10 of them in the game at the same time.
Yeah, so three stats in double digits.
That's right. And so this kid, Kyle Collinsworth, that plays for BYU, basically a couple of years ago, he told his brother he wanted to be called Mr. Triple Double. And, that was his kind of goal, if you will. He's a 6'6 young man, and, you know, he he has accomplished his goal. Now folks basically are calling him Mr. Triple Double, and that is what has happened. He's a 6'8" athlete. Oh.
What's that comedy routine that Shaquille O'Neal does now? I think it's Shaq and a Fool or something like that. Shaq and a Fool.
I don't know that.
Oh, come on, Kurt. No. You got to know this stuff. What are you doing?
I'm out of the loop, you know.
I don't think I'd be on Shaq and a Fool anytime soon. Just saying.
Yeah, that's right. I found it interesting. This kid, came up and basically did what he said he was going to do 2 years ago.
Nothing like people working hard towards a goal. You got to dig it.
Yeah.
There's some Christians in the news, too. We'll tell you about those guys on Liberty Roundtable Live.
Hello, everyone. James Edwards here. Are you sick and tired of liberals and race hustlers and the media calling you a racist just because you oppose Obama's policies? Well, my friend, those days are over. After you read Racism Schmacism, you'll never again fear being called the R word. I invite you to discover why every conservative in America needs a copy of my explosive new book. Racism Schmacism has received much critical acclaim and will equip you with the key to unlock their socio-political nuclear bomb once and for all. Order your copy today by visiting the official website of the Political Cesspool radio program, thepoliticalcesspool.org. Proceeds of each sale go to help keeping our award-winning show on the air, and they make great gifts for your conservative friend or family member. Buy Racism Schmacism today at www.thepoliticalcesspool.org.
This is Joyce Riley from the Power Hour, and I want to introduce you to Numana Storable Foods. This is the first brand of storable foods that I am willing to put my name behind. It's food you can trust. No GMOs, no MSG, no chemical preservatives, and no fake meat. Plus, Numana doesn't just make that claim. They back it up with independent evaluation and testing. Another thing that Numana really does that excites me is the delicious vegetarian options. If your standards are as high as mine, I can confidently tell you that Numana Storable Foods are the quality choice that you've been waiting for. Numana won't just meet your expectations, they will exceed them. And that's why we're thrilled to have the good guys from Numana joining the Power Hour family. Go to powerprepper.com and learn about Numana Storable Foods. You can also call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Numana, the storable food you'll love to eat.
Class who wants to pay less taxes and enjoy the same tax deductions that the rich take. At the Get Prepared Expo, I'll show you how. This is something I learned 40 years ago, and I'm delighted to teach you. What if you lose your job or your company shuts down? The plan is for you to be financially independent by starting your own business. Any business, whatever you like to do. I haven't had a job since the 1980s. Saturday and Sunday, March 28th and 29th, 150 seminars and exhibits, $8 online, $10 at the door. Cowan Civic Center, Lebanon, Missouri. GetPreparedExpo.com. 3 minutes without air, 3 days without water, 3 weeks without food. That's how long it takes to die. At the Get Prepared Expo, we'll have pallets of Berkey and ProPure water filtration systems at the lowest prices in the country. Berkey and ProPure water filtration systems, and we'll have the lowest prices in the country on top-of-the-line Mountain House freeze-dried food with a 35-year shelf life. 150 seminars and exhibits, $8 online, $10 a day at the door. Saturday and Sunday, March 28th and 29th at the Get Prepared Expo. Cowan Civic Center, Lebanon, Missouri. GetPreparedExpo.com.
Begging politicians, bureaucrats, and educrats, and all do-gooders to please obey the supreme law of the land, the Constitution. This is Liberty Roundtable.
And this half hour is brought to you by GiveMeLibertyFund.com. When you want a win-win-win situation for patriots, do what I do. GiveMeLibertyFund.com. Become an involved member today. That's GiveMeLibertyFund.com. Kurt, Christians are getting bold, aren't they, sir?
Well, at least some of them are, here and one lady, her name is Jill Stanek, according to the WorldNet Daily folks, is planning to storm Boehner's office for what, article calls a massive sit-in. And they say they're fed up with Republican inaction, and they say they're going to risk arrest. So they plan to join, or she plans to join, this pro-life activist, Jill Stanek, plans to join with what's called the Christian Defense Coalition. I've really never heard of it, but anyway, they want to stage this sit-in on Capitol Hill over this lack of action on a late-term abortion ban that was supposed to be passed back in January. Now, here's another group that's been thinking, hey, man, the Republicans got power. Why didn't you get something done? But anyway, they got it scheduled for March 25th at 11 a.m. Eastern outside the office of the House Speaker, Mr. John Boehner. I guess the issue, by the way, is their GOP leadership's handling of what they call the Pain-Capable Unborn Child Protection Act. Now, I guess this thing was supposed to ban abortions after 20 weeks of pregnancy, but they say it includes exceptions for victims of rape and incest. This lady is a former nurse, and she rose to national prominence after she confronted, well, Mr. Barack Obama, who was the state senator back then, over his opposition to the legislation that would require medical personnel to take every measure possible to save the life of a baby born alive after an attempted abortion. She had a personal experience that drove her on this, and she says it still drives her now. She says, as a nurse at a hospital in Chicago, she held an abortion survivor, that means a little baby, by the way, for 45 minutes until he died. Didn't say it died, but he died. He was 21 weeks old, she said. An abortion ban such as this would save babies like I held. This is very real to me. I've actually seen and held the babies that the House is just playing around with willy-nilly right now.
And I commend her for her stance, and I'm concerned about the Republican do-nothing attitude, Kurt. It's very concerning. She does push hard and say there should be no room in the law for rape or incest scenarios, though. You know, and that creates a very difficult discussion because those who believe in a clause for rape and incest, then they say, well, you're a murderer just under disguise. Other people say, no, women should be able to, in those circumstances that are just horrible circumstances, that women should have a choice. There's big debates about that, but I guess I'm here just to say this. In general, I agree with, we need to push harder to get rid of pro-death policies in America, and the Republicans are sadly not taking the action that their majority could, if they were really dedicated to their platform, Kurt, would be a slam dunk, wouldn't it?
That's a great point, Sam. Yeah.
You know, so I don't want to get...
hats off to her for her efforts.
Amen. And I don't want to get tied up in the details and fight about any, you know, points. I just want to, in general, agree with the pro-life idea that we really need to back in America. We really do.
You know, it's interesting, isn't it, Sam? We talked about the little girl that they found 18 months old, that they found upside down in that car and... had been in there like 14 hours or whatever, and everybody's come to her aid. I guess they've put together about $60,000 now for her. But, you know, in this story, she says it's a ban on abortion past 20 weeks, she explained. It's known that by 20 weeks and probably before, children feel pain. When they're aborted at 20 weeks, they are literally drawn and quartered. They're just ripped apart limb by limb. So this ban could make it a federal offense and ban abortions past 20 weeks. You know,
yeah, they ought to call it murder, Kurt. That's what I believe.
Well, yeah, it sure is what it is.
Anyway, I think Jill's right. Jill says they're ready to even risk arrest if necessary, Kurt, to make their point. What do you think?
Well, it sounds a little... Founding Father-esque, seemed like they were ready to risk life, liberty, and property.
Yeah, now this abortion ban was supposed to be passed in January, the big old election promises. And then, January comes around and they don't really take action. And that's what Jill's kind of claiming is, hey, man, this is a problem. And I would agree with her completely. It's like, what on earth happened? I thought this was going to be like a slam dunk, man. Just elect us and we got it going on. Now it's not even being talked about. Anyway, I hope we can follow her on this and cover it, and I hope maybe somebody can get a hold of her for us and get her in touch with us and put her on the radio while she's doing her sit-in and participate and help the best we can, Kurt.
Yeah, I'm into pro-life, man. And then comes out to chat with her, you know, and trying to get her straightened out and stuff, then we could talk with him, too, because I'm sure
he'll be on. Yeah, I could get on the radio and be like, hey, John, it's Bushman here. Now listen to me.
Yeah.
Right? It'd be like that, wouldn't it, Kurt?
That's right, because, you know, of course, he's a man of the people. You know,
that's for sure. Well, Facebook's in the news. I guess they could be sued, Kurt.
Facebook could be sued.
If they try to censor content, that's what a French court says.
Oh, that's right, yeah. Now, isn't it interesting in this case, what you've got here, Sam, is, you know, in France, I guess, you know, they're basically saying that, hey, we want, you know, all this, quote, freedom available. And yet what they're really talking about is, pornography, et cetera. In this case, a Frenchman whose Facebook account was shut by the social media giant after he posted an image of an explicit 19th century painting. He cries victory after the Paris High Court rules his legal complaint can be handled in France. What you had basically was, you know, I mean, even though it was a picture or a painting, it was basically of a woman without any clothes on. And so he put it on his Facebook thing, and now he says, hey, he's argued that his freedom of expression has been violated. You know, it just always goes the same old way, doesn't it? He said, I felt like they were indirectly treating me like a pornographer, whereas this, get this part, is a French painting hanging in a museum. It annoys me to be censored. Now, it goes to the point, at least in my opinion, where why in the world do you have the government taking your tax dollars and paying for things like this in the first place? The museums, well, et cetera.
Yeah, see, the government, the museum is providing the justification for this guy, right? Come on.
That's correct. Yep, they say picture called the Tableau, which depicts a close-up of the female genitalia, was deemed too offensive for Facebook and removed.
I wonder why.
And, well, I mean, I
it's
thought...
It's obvious. Come on.
Isn't Facebook actually a... I mean, I think it was owned and it should be a private thing as well, so they should be able to choose...
But it's a publicly traded
no
company.
Shirt, no shirt, no... Yeah. I know, but
now,
I mean,
let me make another point, though. It's
government.
Facebook, not other body part book, right, Kurt?
Yeah, face. That's right. Good point.
Just kind of saying. Good point. Know what I mean? Yeah. And trying to be delicate in my delivery, but making a point is what I'm trying to do. All right, there you have it, ladies and gentlemen. We have a whole lot more news that Networks Reviews to use straight ahead. And Kurt Crosby wants to go sledding, man. I'll tell you about it in seconds. Sam and Kurt on your radio. News that Networks Reviews to use always. Thank your favorite hard-hitting News that Networks Reviews to use radio station for carrying Liberty Roundtable live. Will you please?
Protecting your liberties. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
Are you looking to experience the great outdoors in comfort? Are you sick and tired of sleeping bags that are too small, cots that are too narrow, or backpacks that just don't stand up to the wear and tear? Look no further than Teton Sports, a leader in quality, comfortable camping gear. Try our Teton Sports Mammoth 0-degree sleeping bag. This comfortable, family-sized sleeping bag can hold 2 adults and 1 child, or 4 young children. Its interior storage pocket holds wallets, keys, and other valuables. Or check out our Teton Sports Outfitter Extra Extra Large Cot, a camping cot with a steel frame. It's more than 7 feet long and 3 feet wide and supports up to 600 pounds. Then it folds up to a manageable 3.5 feet by 1 foot. Or our Teton Sports Explorer 4000 internal frame backpack. Its dual aluminum stays adjust to the contour of your back and can hold up to 4,000 cubic inches. Padded shoulder straps, padded waist belts, and padded lumbar area for maximum comfort with airflow systems to reduce heat. It's time you start camping comfortably. Look for Teton Sports products online or at a store near you.
With autumn in the air, It's time to think about getting ready for winter. And it's time to save at herbalhealer.com. You'll find amazing seasonal savings to prepare you for the fight against cold and flu season. Like oregacillin to promote lung health. 30 capsules, regularly $34.95, now only $25. HHA olive leaf, the natural antiviral, normally $16.95, now 60 capsules are just $12. HHA elderberry power, a great flu and virus fighter, regularly $16.95, 60 capsules, now $10. Save on all our homeopathic detoxes. Choose from lungs, kidney, liver, brain, libido, or whole body, normally $26.95, now just $20. Visit herbalhealer.com and click on the Fall Winter Specials button to save on all our natural cold and flu fighting products. Also explore our Herbal Healer Academy correspondence courses that teach you how to handle your health naturally. Herbalhealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Many of you have heard me talk about my Vigor score. You say, Sam, what on earth is all this Vigor stuff about? Well, Vigor is defined as zest for life, your strength in body and mind, your energy levels. It's kind of all wrapped into a term called Vigor. Would you like to improve your Vigor score? Well, you got to first take the free test. Get a hold of Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com or call Kurt Cosby at 801-669-2211. I took the test, got a 13 out of 32. Horrible, huh? But I worked on it with Kurt with some natural help and healing, and before you know it, now I've got an astounding 29 out of 32 on the Vigor score. Can you tell by the way I talk? Oh, yes, my zest for life has never been better. Get a hold of Kurt Cosby. That's 801-669-2211. And take your free Vigor test today, and you can learn where you stand. And then you can work on improving it and take the test again. And, oh, compare the results. You will be delighted. Get a hold of Kurt Cosby. Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com or 801-669-2211 for your free Vigor score test today.
With news the networks refuse to use, you are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
Hey, man, I don't know if these people didn't get the memo or what's going on, but headline says, ban or not, kids allowed to sled at Capitol in Utah. I guess they had sledding and no snowball fights. They called it a snow day, and one of the people running around, misinformed as all get out, said, this is democracy at its best. Nevertheless, they didn't get the global warming message, Kurt.
Well, and by the way, Sam, this is actually the Capitol in Washington, D.C., is where these
people are
going. Yeah, and so you had the Capitol Police that basically have a sledding ban going on there. And yet, these people have, gone against it. They had a sled in on what they call the West Lawn of the Capitol, and they wanted to put a spotlight on this unpopular rule. This snow day provided ample opportunity, they say, for the children and their parents to challenge this sledding ban. And like you say, they talked about democracy. They forgot it was a republic. But anyway, one lady... one guy, Tim Kripp, I don't know, maybe he's a creep, K-R-E-P-P-P. Anyway, said the sledding ban is a silly problem that points to the larger issue of dysfunction in Washington.
Well, heard that.
More right about that. I guess a few more people that called for the sledding ban. They even rode into the Capitol Hill police. Remember when we were back there, Sam, there was Capitol Hill police everywhere. But they've got, they point out that there's 20,000 sledding injuries every year. And for this reason, they've got a ban on it there on Capitol Hill. Now, this one lady,
Kat Cummins. You don't want anybody to get injured in the heart of democracy, do you, Kurt? These people are just whacked, man. Come
anyway,
on.
This one guy said, or the one lady said, we come here every snow day. This is our neighborhood, and we want a sled. There are not many other hills in the Capitol Hill area that are that great for sledding.
And I think somebody's going to create a new rap song called Sledding in the Hood, D.C. style. Yeah.
Good like point,
there.
Yeah.
Well, weird stuff. Yeah. I'll tell you what. But don't worry, the folks, Metro Detroit, I don't think they got the news about the global warming either, Kurt. Metro
Detroit. That's a great point, Sam.
You have this one?
Well, I know, I think it was cold there, wasn't it? Metro Detroit.
Metro Detroit breaks. Let's see, 114-year-old record.
Ooh.
And they call it a winter weather record. In other words, breaking temperature, cold and snow, and just crazy, Kurt.
Well, that's all part of the global warming thing and climate change. It's all your fault. If you weren't on the planet, hey, you know, everything would be fine, right, Sam?
Yes, sir. And they also say 2016 presidential prospect Jeb Bush defends Common Core government school standards, Kurt.
I don't know. You know, I know Jeb's we're going to get forced to have Jeb, don't you think?
Jeb can beat Hillary, Kurt?
Well, I mean, those are the two ones they want to force feed us, as far as I can tell. And, you know, to me, it really doesn't matter out of those two. You know, I just think it's six of one and half dozen of the other.
Who do you really think is going to win, Kurt?
Well, the American people won't win if those are the choices. I can say that.
Well, that's for sure. I concur. All right. Well, anyway, Jeb Bush is already backing Common Core. I mean, the guy's just wow. But again, the insiders will double down and back him, Kurt. And I don't know what that means for you and I and for anybody that we might believe in or hope for, etc. It's just a tragic in the making for sure. CIA director is announcing sweeping reforms. They call it a reorganization of the spy agency, Kurt. Don't you think they'll button down the hatches and create accountability in government up there? At the spy agency, CIA.
It's like when they reformed the IRS, you know. I mean, you always really get things a lot better.
Well, it's kind of like when they get rid of Al-Qaeda, Kurt. It's just like, oh, man, Al-Qaeda's back in a different form. Some crazy thing. They're stronger and bigger and more well-funded and more armed to the teeth than ever. Every time we fight them and supposedly eliminate them and win the war on terror, then they come back bigger, badder, and stronger. How does that always happen, Kurt? Yeah, oh, maybe it's by design. Amazing, if you think that way, you kind of get it, don't you?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Good point.
Anyway, CIA director, sweeping reforms. What are we going to do, triple the money we give to them?
Yeah, that'd be the reform that they'd like, wouldn't it? As far as I can tell.
If a couple of guys are on the hot seat revolving door, those guys out of there somewhere else in government or private sector or, you know, whatever, and then just, you know, say we've got it all under control. We need extra funding. Terrorism's on the rise. We got to this. We got to that. And, you know, just, you know, play musical chairs a little bit. That's all that's going to happen, Kurt. Come on. There's nothing really there as far as I can see that where anybody will really be serious about getting anything done here, is there? Will they?
Not that I can see. There's a story, Sam, and I don't really know how to bring it up. It's
the best way is just to let it rip, sir.
Well, anyway, they call it, the headline reads from the dailymail.co.uk, they look like a new boy band. But they say it's the world's first three-way same-sex marriage. And you've got what they call gay Thai men. Now, that doesn't mean they have a tie on, although in the picture, I think, yeah, they do have a tie on. But these are Thai men from Thailand, and they say they tie the knot in a fairy tale ceremony. Now, you know, I mean, this is one of those things.
Kurt, let me just
least...
tell you, what's your problem? This is the next step in perversion. I mean, you know.
I mean, why that's you, what I was going to bring up. You know, you're going to see, I don't know. I mean,
well, the next one will be a three-way tie, and then someone will say, I love my cat, too, Kurt.
Yeah, good point.
Or whatever.
You know.
You know.
And so will the dog be the wife or the husband? Or, you know, I mean, it's just going crazy. But by the way, their names are Bell, Art, and Joke. And I don't think it is a joke, though. But they say under Buddhist law, they were able to wed, but Thailand really didn't. You know, the country has marriage restrictions that wouldn't allow it. But bottom line is now you've got that going on. I was I'm pretty big fan of going to Thailand, but this makes it a little less of a, you know,
interest
for me to
go. Let me kind of tell it to you this way, though, Kurt. If you marry, I don't know what you call it, like an orgy of homosexuals, then, you know, even when there's divorces, at least the marriage will still be intact, just less people involved, Kurt. If you marry 10 people, then, hey, three of them get divorced, you still have a 70% success rate, Kurt.
Oh, that's crazy, huh?
Well, I'm just saying that's kind of where they're going, and that's what they're claiming. They're saying just because one bad partner, that doesn't have to ruin the whole batch of soup, Kurt. I mean, come on.
Yeah.
See?
Yeah, it's a good point. Now, there's one other story that I don't know. You know, I know that I send you a bunch of these, and then it's tough to keep track of them all. I know it's tough for me anyway. But there's a new roller coaster, Sam. And this roller coaster is in the, it's North Carolina, if you're in the North Carolina area. And basically, they say it's taller than the Statue of Liberty. Now, that's a pretty tall roller coaster. In my book, they say this park in Charlotte, North Carolina, is called Carowinds, C-A-R-O, Winds Amusement Park, and they're showing off their brand new roller coaster. By the way, if you look it up online, you can, you know, feel like you're riding on it because they filmed from the front seat. But anyway, the thing is over a mile long, 6,602 feet long. The first drop on it is a stomach dropping 81 degrees. Now, a straight down is 90 degrees, the way I understand it. So this is pretty close. It reaches speeds up to, they say, 95 miles an hour. It's the Statue of Liberty, by the way, is more than 30 stories high.
I go through that stuff when my kids drive. I don't need this roller coaster. You know what I mean?
Anyway, it's, I don't know. You know, you always think, hey, man, nobody will top that. But that's
Hey, you got to take the
tall.
Thrill seeking to the next level, buddy.
Yeah, I guess you're right. Good point.
All right, well. Let's just do it like this. The headline says, no cable necessary. HBO unveils streaming service. Even HBO has to have a streaming service now, Kurt. New media is so popular, they say it's only $15 a month to get HBO streaming service. You know what my response is, Kurt? No thanks. This is Liberty Roundtable Live.
As the United States boldly stepped forward in the glorious light provided by its new Constitution in 1787, the nations of the earth were in awe of the newfound strength and hope of this free land. Today, the nation stands at a crossroads. A divergence from the original intent put forth in the United States Constitution has brought grave threats to our beloved nation. A miracle is needed if the United States is to survive. That miracle is again the pure application of the United States Constitution. I'm Scott Bradley. In my To Preserve the Nation book and lecture series, I bring forth truths that will help raise up a new generation of statesmen like those noble Americans who founded this land. Vigorous application of these principles will invigorate and restore the nation, and we may become again the freest, most prosperous, most respected, and happiest nation on earth. Visit topreservethenation.com to begin that restoration.
Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character, where educating both hearts and minds brings about academic excellence. There is a school in American Fork where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. Based on LDS principles and a love of country, now in our 39th year, American Heritage School is accepting fall enrollment for kindergarten through high school. What would you do for your child? Give them an education that will prepare them for life. Located east of the Temple in American Fork, American Heritage School is a remarkable and affordable alternative. Visit us, find us online, or in the Yellow Pages. American Heritage School in American Fork.
Liberty is not free. Its costs are innumerable. Without monetary funding, the valiant efforts of freedom-loving Americans become diminished or outright defeated. We present a solution, the Give Me Liberty Fund. The plan is quite simple. Invite individual Americans to contribute less than a dollar a day. These monetary funds are used to promote liberty-minded media, organizations, events, candidates, movements, and speakers. In the spirit of transparency, all expenditures are published. Patriotic business owners provide discounted products and services to Give Me Liberty Fund members. Our greatest strength is in numbers. Go to GiveMeLibertyFund.com and become part of the solution today. GiveMeLibertyFund.com. Participate in the peaceful restoration of the greatest and freest country in the world.
Promoting God, family, and country. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Radio.
All right, no cable necessary. HBO unveils streaming service. It's going to come out next month, $14.95 a month. Kurt, it's only on Apple TV. So if you want to get HBO, you got to get an Apple as well. And kind of a weird thing. All right, I have a weird headline or kind of a little news tidbit I want to play for the mainstream press. It's from Salem Radio News, and I want to make a comment about it. We have this psychotic war mentality going on in Congress now that the Republicans have the helm. Listen up.
Senator Lindsey Graham says lawmakers sent their own letter to Iran because President Obama insists on leaving Congress out of the loop when it comes to nuclear talks.
I find it astonishing that you would resist having Congress look at your work product and have us decide whether or not we should lift the sanctions we created.
Senators growingly increasingly frustrated with the administration's failure to provide Ukraine with weapons in the battle against Russia's incursion.
Assistant Secretary of State Victoria Nuland says the administration is still talking about the possibility of increasing sanctions against Russia if it doesn't see some changes.
A complete ceasefire in all parts of eastern Ukraine, full unfettered access to the whole conflict zone, a pullback of all heavy weapons.
Now listen carefully. They want a pullback of all heavy weapons, and they want to reduce the weapons in the zone. All right, listen.
And an end to uninspected convoys of cargo over the Ukrainian border.
While Nuland talks about more sanctions if those conditions aren't met, senators are asking why the administration seems to be dragging its feet when it comes to providing Ukraine with heavy weapons.
This is SRN News.
Wait a minute. They want to pull back all weapons. They want to have a ceasefire. They want to back it up. Now the Republicans are going, hey, man, why isn't Brock giving these guys heavy weapons, for crying out loud? What's happening around here? Kurt, they've lost their minds.
Well, it's a great point, Sam. You know, you just, I mean, it goes from, I was going to say bad to worse. You know, it just seems like, you know, you don't know where to move from one story to the next, do you?
Well, I look at it and it just seems psychotic. We have this war mentality going on now. I'm just fearful whoever's going to be the Republican president, are they going to bring us into a war, Kurt?
Well, you know, if I, the problem is, Sam, a bunch of their buddies make a lot of money from war. And so, you know, when you get all those contributions, a million here and a million there, after a while, you just kind of have to listen to those folks who, well, paid the ticket to get in there, don't you?
I guess so. I just really don't understand it, though. I don't understand what we're thinking. I don't understand why we're doing it. I don't understand why we don't just try to take care of America, Kurt.
Yeah.
We don't need all this blowback. We don't need all this conflict. We don't need this psychotic idea. Oh, we want to pull back all weapons, but man, why aren't you arming the so-and-sos?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, good point.
Well, all right. Well, there you have it.
Yeah.
You should feel good, though, Kurt. The Apple Watch is coming out, buddy. You going to get one of them?
Well, that's what I was going to ask you about, Sam. They say you can get one now for like $35. It's the, it's been, what do they call it? Pirated?
yeah, you got to go to China.
Instead of, spending thousands, you know, what is it, $10,000 for one?
Well, hold on. They got these fake-alike watches that are Apple for $35 that are hacked versions in China. Now, whether they have spyware on them or some other hose-down scenario, that who knows? Nevertheless, the Apple Watch is coming out. They say it's going to be incredible, and the cheapest ones are like $350. But if you get the extras and the nicest version and all that stuff, it could be upwards of $10,000, Kurt. You going to get a Google Watch?
You go from $350 to $10,000? That is adding, you know, some of the niceties, I guess.
Yeah. It all depends on what you need, Kurt.
Yeah.
This is the closest to the 1984 book we've ever come, Kurt, because this is pitched as a health device to track all your health statistics and send them to, well, who knows where, Kurt?
Yeah, well, it's all for your good, I guess. Yeah, they say $38 knockoffs of the Apple Watch is what you can get there in China. So when I said 35, I was off. But anyway.
How much?
38, they say you can get them for $38.
Yeah, because the dollar's worth a lot more these days. So, you know, that's a big difference. I'm just saying. The dollar's going up.
Now, what is it besides telling, I don't know, maybe does it talk to your fridge and, like, if you've already
eaten too much, won't
open the door, you know? I mean.
No, it talks to your phone, and Siri does that for you. Siri puts up that you're too fat emoticon, and then, you know that you have been had. Don't worry, the MacBook, that's the Mac computer, Curtis, thinner and lighter than ever also.
Wow.
Did you see that?
But you're not going to get one, are you?
A MacBook or a watch?
Yeah. Either one.
I doubt it.
Well, unless you could get one of those $38 ones, maybe.
No, because I believe it would just have spyware on it and just hose me down.
Oh, yeah.
It's like one of those too-good-to-be-true ideas, right?
Yeah.
But USA Today says the Apple Watch might have gotten all the plug or the attention, but a sleek new MacBook is out as well. It's got improved display, improved battery life, and it's got its share of oohs and ahs. And they say the most impressive feature is its 13.1-millimeter total thickness, Kurt. It's got a 12-inch Retina display, buddy. It's got a newly designed keyboard and trackpad. It weighs in at just 2 pounds, buddy. Don't worry, it'll be out on the 10th of April, and it's the thinnest, lightest computer ever. Don't worry, it's only $1,300, Kurt. You're in.
I'm going to hold off. I know.
Why,
I'm probably ruining the economy by saying that, but I think I'll wait.
You could be on the bleeding edge of this thing, man.
Yeah, bleeding, that's a good phrase.
Yeah, you'd be bleeding cash now, wouldn't you?
That's what I'm talking about.
Especially if you get one of them $10,000 watches too, buddy.
Ooh, yeah. Now, I saw on eBay, Sam, where you could buy a $10,000 gold certificate for like $4,000. Now, what I was trying to figure out is if it's, you know, I know that the government doesn't give you, the gold. But if it says $10,000, wouldn't they give you the $10,000? So it wouldn't it make a smart purchase to buy it for $4,000?
No, man, you're not thinking.
Oh, okay.
Tell me how this works again, and I'll poke the hole in the deal here, Kurt. Ready?
Well, anyway, on eBay, you can buy a $10,000 gold certificate for about $4,000.
Yeah. Now, can I give you a little hint?
Okay.
That certificate's made of gold, right? And you can ensure delivery, right?
Well, that would be if they gave you the gold,
No. The certificate's made of gold, and you can ensure delivery, right? And the answer is no and no.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So you really don't get the gold certificate.
Well, I think that you're not allowed to really take delivery. There's some, you know, fly in the ointment there. There's some caveat. In other words, it's a feature, Kurt. It's not really a certificate, is it?
It looks just like your old,
I know, Kurt, but where are you going to go to redeem it, buddy? You're just going to walk down to your bank down there? Walk down there to Wells Fargo and roll on in? What?
You just, at least they tell you that, like, on your silver certificates, they don't give you the silver or the gold, but at least they would give you the Federal Reserve notes, wouldn't they?
No, I don't think so.
Oh, okay.
In fact, where are you going to go to do that? Where are you going to walk in with your $4,000 eBay certificate that may have been faked?
No, not a eBay certificate, a gold certificate. Whoa. You bought it on eBay.
Yeah, but how do you know it's really a gold certificate? It's not an eBay fake, Kurt.
Well,
how do you know it's eBay, the authentic, real deal?
They make sure that you don't do that on eBay.
Good. So now you got this certificate that you're sure is not faked.
Yeah.
In fact, you got a paper that says it's not fake, too. Right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You got a paper that says the paper's not fake. Okay.
Legal
now
paper.
Where are you going to go with this thing to get your gold or to get your even your Federal Reserve notes?
You just deposit it and then, write checks on it, right?
Wait a minute. Can you deposit that thing? Can you walk down to the bank and just say, I want to put this thing in the bank?
Yeah, $10,000, bill, basically.
It's not a $10,000 bill. There's no such thing as a $10,000 Federal Reserve note, Kurt.
Well, it's a $10,000 gold certificate.
Yeah, but they're not going to deposit that, are they?
Well, that's what I was asking you.
I don't think so.
It sure seems like. I know if I had a $10 gold certificate or a $20 gold certificate, I'm pretty sure they would take that.
Do you have one?
I have a 10.
All right, so here's what I want to do. I want you to get your son or your brother or somebody, your sister, your wife, your daughter, your somebody, and I want you to have them videotape you, and I want you to roll into your nearest bank cartel, and I want you to say, hey, my name's Kirk Cosby, and I got a $10 gold certificate here, and I want you to put it in my bank for me. What are they going to do? They're going to be like, oh, cool, you bet. No problem, sir. Roger that.
As far as I know, they'll discredit you for the $10, I had to pay like
$30 Kirk?
Bucks for the...
Well, if you paid $30 for a $10 certificate, you got ripped off, bro. That's all I'm talking about.
What I'm saying. These other ones are other way around. It's a $10,000 one. You pay $4,000 for it. So you pay less than what the face value says.
Yeah. And they'll do it, I promise. What I want you to do, though, is document it on video. And I hope to put it up on LibertyRoundtable.com. Because it'll be an interesting expose and a reality check. I'm just telling you guys from experience, it don't work that way, okay? It isn't how it is. Mm-hmm. By the way, what's the feedback of all those folks, people turning in all their certificates for cash and stuff? See if you can find a video on that and let me know how it works for others, Try it with a 10 before you go to, the 10,000, okay?
All right.
Thanks for being alongside for the ride. We the people can restore America. You're going to help? This nation shall endure. LibertyRoundtable.com.